Voice Inside Our Head, Part 2. This is the second part of a three-part series within this article in terms of the voice inside our head. And I want to talk through today the link between this voice and performance. I'd like to share a sporting example with you. The sport in question is golf, but this is only an example. It's both an example, but the example relates to many other sports and also to broader life aspects. Apologies if golf is not your thing. Come with me on this. It's actually less about golf than thinking. So let's consider a top quality golf professional. Let's take Tiger Woods for an example, and let's examine his pre-shot routine. That's the routine that he goes through before he hits a shot. We'll see the control that goes into producing consistently high level performance within golf, and as it happens in many other sports as well. So focusing on golf, here's what happens. So the first thing is Tiger talks to his caddy and assesses wind conditions, yardage and the position of the pin on the green on the golf hole, and a range of other factors, and they include the temperature of the day, as this influences ball flight and distance, and even the grain of the green and the lie of the golf ball on the fairway. It's the first thing, first point. Second point, Tiger will then decide on which club to hit. As you're probably aware, in golf, there are various clubs, 14 of them actually, and club selection is important because each club well hit will cause the ball to travel a certain distance and a certain trajectory. So then he'll stand behind the ball, facing the target, and control his breathing. He needs to get his breathing under control. And the reason that he does that, and controlling his breathing, and ensure he's not breathing on a shallow basis, but a deep and controlled basis, that calms his mind and gives him the best opportunity to execute correctly and execute a golf swing the way he wishes to do. He'll then walk up to the ball, check the lie, and stand slightly to one side. He'll then take a small number of practice swings, and he'll then step up to the ball, address the ball, and get his balance. And then and only then will he take a swing, which will result in the ball either moving the required line and distance and landing on or near the intended target or not. So all of this may seem like unnecessary affectation and histrionics to anyone who hasn't played golf. I can assure you it isn't. Here's what's really happening. So just going through these points again. And I'll just cover the point first, and then I'll explain what's actually happening mentally. Golf at a top level, similar to a number of other sports, I'll just use rugby and tennis as examples. At that level, it's more around thinking, it's more mental than physical. So going through the points, so as we covered before, so firstly, Tiger talks to his caddy and assesses wind conditions, yardage, position of the pin, and a range of other factors, including temperature of the day and even the grain of the green and the lie of the golf ball on the fairway. So what's going on here? This is preparation. In the same way as preparing for any other important activity in business or personal life, we all realize that we need to consider all relevant factors before executing a task or strategy. So the second point that Tiger does, he decides on which club to hit. So the meaning in that is the club to a certain extent defines how far and what shape of shot is possible. Skill is very much needed, but choosing the wrong tool for the job can make the task all but impossible, which is very important as we're aware within business. The third point, Tiger will stand behind the ball, facing the target, and control his breathing. Now, the key meaning in this area is that this is where the mind-body connection comes into play. Tiger's visualizing the line that he needs to hit the golf ball on, the length that he needs to hit the shot, and the shape of the shot that he wants to play. He's actually assessing the content of that shot before he can deliver the context, and the context is the shot that he wants to hit. The next step, he'll walk up to the ball, check the lie, and stand slightly to one side. So the key issue here is this is a mixture of preparation and visualization. That is, visualizing the kind of shot and actually seeing in his mind the shot that he wants to play, that he's going to play, and visualizing the shot actually being hit and the flight of the ball and the ball landing next to the pin as close as possible. So his next step is he then takes a small number of practice swings. There's much more going on here than appears. The practice swings are accessing Tiger's muscle memory. So muscle memory comes from many thousands of swing repetitions in practice and training. As muscle memory is stored in the unconscious mind, the practice swings are a way of bringing the required swing now needed into the conscious mind. So the practice swings are effectively bringing from the unconscious mind to the conscious mind the swing that's needed. Next step is Tiger will step up to the ball, address the ball, and get his balance. So the meaning of this is at this stage Tiger's done everything that he can to get prepared for the best possible swing. He's got to then trust that the best of his unconscious and conscious mind via his body will deliver the required swing. And then the last point here is then and only then will he take a swing, and that will result in the ball either moving on the required line for the required distance and landing on or near the intended target or not. So the meaning of this is the resulting swing and golf shot will have either delivered the intended outcome or not. Tiger then walks to where the ball has landed and repeats this whole process again. And for top professional golfers, this process, including putts, is repeated between 62 and 72 times around. And that's why golf, a little bit like business, is fairly hard work, incredibly rewarding work when done well, and it's much more mental than physical. In the third article of this three-article set, I want to focus on the importance of a positive mindset and standing in a positive future. I'll explain that in the third part. Thank you very much.